The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
It's time for another episode of Roast Squib, comedy you never knew you wanted. Ooh, this is Count Boris here with a special audio just for you. Oh, yes, your buddy, Count Boris. Do I have to say buddy? Well, all right. Your buddy, Count Boris, is here with another spooky tale to tell you. And let me tell you, my friends, you need to listen up. Because I'm going to tell you something really spooky. You hear all these spooky sounds behind me, even trucks, but never fear. Well, yes, fear, be afraid, be very afraid. I don't know what I'm saying. I am telling you a spooky story. It was a dark and stormy night. Two teenagers were making out in the parking lot of Walmart? That's not very spooky. Who came up with this? No. We'll tell you another story. That's not very spooky at all, being at Walmart. What is spooky about Walmart, except for Walmart customers? It was a... Well, we already did the dark and stormy night. Oh, let's see. What else could it be? It was a deep, dark forest. Yes, that's it. A deep, dark forest. And there was thunder. There was lightning. Bats flying around. And all kinds of spooky sounds and sights. Well, it was dark, so you couldn't see much. But you know what I'm saying, don't you, my friends? Yes. Yes, it was a dark and stormy. No, it was a deep, dark forest. It was a deep, dark forest. And a young man named John Smith, that's it, yes. John Smith, he was having a stroll in the middle of the night. I don't know why anyone would have a stroll in the middle of the night in the middle of a deep, dark forest, but go with me on it. Stick with me here. Anyway, he was walking through the forest, and he was getting very, very spooked by all the noises and the bats and the monkeys and, oh wait, no monkeys in the forest. That would be the jungle. This is not a jungle story. No. But anyway, you get what I'm saying. He was out there and, he was being spooked and what? What? I'm being told by my producer in my earpiece that we have to take a commercial. So here's a commercial that you may have heard before. Well, here it is.
Hey there, my name's Guido. Do you have a problem with body odor? No, not your own. I mean those ones stacked up in the cellar like cordwood. Well, that's why I'm here. I run Jiffy Stiff, the 10-minute embalming service. If your loved one's not in and out in 10 minutes or less, the next one's free. Be sure to try our drive-thru window and after-hours drop-off box. Remember our name, Jiffy Stiff. Look for us under the big neon casket.
Okay, back to the spooky stories with Count Boris. Yes, your buddy Count Boris is back. And I forget where we were, but we will come up with a whole new story. Let's start a whole new story. It was Halloween. Yes, that's it. It was Halloween, and the children had gone out trick or treating, hoping to get lots of yummy candy in their bags and little plastic pumpkins, and they were wearing their little plastic masks, and it was... What? COVID-19? What are you people talking about? My producer is saying something in my ear that probably there will not be trick-or-treating because of some virus. Killjoys. You people are killjoys. Well, we have to do something. It's Halloween. You're taking away all my best material. You know this, Mr. Producer. All right, we will change direction. We will change track. We will, yes, I have 1,000 stories. Yes, 1,001 stories. Here we go. Ancient Egypt. It was ancient Egypt. It was actually modern day Egypt. And a young couple had gone there for their honeymoon. Yes, yes. And they were at the Great Pyramid. And they were greeted in the middle of the night by a mummy. Ooh, yes, a mummy was creeping out of the Great Pyramid, and he was menacing them, and what? Yeah, I'm hearing from my producer again in my earpiece. Out of time? How can we be out of time? We just started. Oh, yes, this program is Shorty, oh my. Well, boys and girls, friends, neighbors, Boris, Count Boris, your buddy, will be back next year, perhaps. Maybe. Or maybe not. I don't know. You have been listening to Roast Squib Storytime with Count Boris, which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred Jonathan Patrick Russell as Count Boris. The commercial heard in this program was written and produced by Joe J. Thomas. The theme tune for this program was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music heard in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor, sound designer, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Roast Squib was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please join us again soon for another episode of Roast Squib, comedy you never knew you wanted.
This program is copyright 2020 and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. Soaring into new realms.